This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And we continue with our series, The Peace of the Father. Do you need peace right now? I just prayed for peace for Dromo, and I sense in Jesus' name that all the way over there in Ghana in West Africa, the peace is falling. And I give God glory for that. Today we're looking at Romans, the 14th chapter, and verse 17, and I think I'm going to creep into verse 18 as well during this word. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. First of all, Paul is talking eloquently here to the Roman church. And actually what he's saying here is still very radical, because he's saying, you know, you've been told that you're supposed to eat this and you're not supposed to eat that, and you can have that but you can't have this, etc., etc., because of the laws, the rules, all of the rules, the laws. But Paul's doing away with the laws. He's doing away with it because he's saying it's not important. There's only one thing that is important, and that is living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I'd even add love into that equation. What does that mean? Living a life of peace and love and joy in the Holy Spirit. What it means is whatever you're doing in life, it needs to be governed by the Holy Spirit. It means that you need to keep your heart in line with that of the Holy Spirit. It means you're to keep your mind in heart with that of the Holy Spirit. Keeping yourself lined up with what God wants for your life. And I know this. This is what he wants for your life. He wants you to live a life that is full of goodness and peace and love and joy. He wants that because you're his child. You know, when my kids were young, and they were in school and they were doing a play maybe, and I would go and see that play and I'd sit in the audience, and my kids would be doing whatever they were doing on the stage. Oh, I would be so proud. So proud. I can remember my youngest daughter doing a piece of drama. When we went away for a church weekend and she was on this stage working with other kids, she was 3 years old. And she was told what she had to do, or you need to do this, you need to do that. And my daughter, when they were performing it, when they were rehearsing, she was doing it all properly the way she was supposed to do it. And when they were performing, my 3-year-old daughter made a decision. She wasn't going to do that. Nope. She was going to do something else. And what she did was very, very funny. She was 3 years old. But she had such fun. She still does. She had such fun. Her life was full of vigor. And I believe it, even at 3 years old, she had love and peace and joy in her heart. My kids used to do some wonderful things. And I sit here and reflect on that now. And I would smile. I would smile so profusely. And that is what is happening with your Heavenly Father as He watches you on your journey, whatever it is you're doing. Sometimes He isn't happy. Sometimes He's sad. But oftentimes, when He's watching you live your life, He's smiling. He's smiling down because He loves you so much. And He looks at your life and He says, "That's my child. Look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing." That's what He's doing a lot of the time. But you would say, "David, I go wrong so often." Yes, we all do. All of us sin and fall short. I dealt with that the other day when we looked at Paul's revelation in Romans, the 7th chapter, where he was calling himself a miserable man because he wants to do what is right and finds himself inevitably doing the wrong thing. That happens to us, but God knows us. God knew Paul. He knew Paul. He knows me. He knows you. He knows what you're capable of. And now and again, the Father needs to get your attention. And He needs to say to you, "My precious child, wake up. Stop sleeping. Wake up. Look around you. Smell the coffee. Can't you see what is happening? Can't you see that this road you've gone down is wrong? Turn back to me and let me put this right." And that's what we do. We turn back to Him. We smile at Him. And we say, "Sorry, Father, we've done it wrong again." And He smiles back at us and puts it right. That's who He is. That's who our Lord is. So full, as the psalmist always says, so full of unfailing love, a love that doesn't stop. Paul goes on to explain why you need to live your life this way, full of love and joy and peace. Living your life in the Holy Spirit, says Paul, and this is the reason. If you serve Christ with this attitude, says Paul, you will please God and others will approve of you too. Do you care what other people think? Of course you do. We all do. I wish I didn't care, but I do care. Very, very much. It's the way it is. That is human nature. But to know that you are on the right track, to know that you are walking toward your goal with your Heavenly Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit right beside you, cheering you on and saying, come on, keep going, keep going. I know it's tough sometimes, but keep on going. Let's finish this race together. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you as well. I love what the Message says. In verse 17 it says, God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put into your stomach. For goodness sake, it's what God does with your life as He sets it right and puts it together and completes it with joy. How amazing is that? In other words, you're trying to change. You're trying to sort yourself out. You're trying to do the right thing, as Paul was saying. But God is there. It's what God does with your life as He sets it right, as He puts it together and completes it with joy. And that is what we need to do. We need to give God permission to do that which He needs to do in our lives so He sets it right. Because that's what He wants to do. I know you're listening to this intently. And I know you're feeling jaded and downcast because you've made so many mistakes. And as I bring you this word, you can't start to look back at those mistakes. But Jesus says, don't look back. We've dealt with that. Don't look backward. Look forward. Because we are taking you where you need to go. Don't look back. Only look forward. Looking forward. Because up there is the winning line. That's the line that you're going to cross, because then you've won the race. The race you struggled for all of your life. The goal is in sight. Don't stop. Keep on going. Don't even stop for a rest. Keep on striving forward. This life is all about living the best life you can with the help of your Heavenly Father. It's about living this life full of love and joy and peace. And I'm going to pray right now for you and for me. Just let these words penetrate into your heart now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as today I prayed for Dromo in Ghana, I'm praying for us, Lord. I'm praying for all who is listening to this message by way of Worship Radio 247 or by podcast, whatever way they are listening. I pray in the name of Jesus that as I say these words, your love, your peace, and your joy will descend. Father, let it be your refiner's fire, taking all the dross away and leaving the pure gold. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Let the peace come now, Lord. In Jesus' name.